have normal coloured African lion who's lived here all of his life. He's in retirement. We have three young white lions, a male and two females. We have two circus rescue orange tigers, two white tigers who are ambassadors for their sort of for tigers. We have three male cheetahs who recently arrived as part of a breeding program. We have a female snow leopard who is awaiting a male very, very soon to come and join her. We have an African leopard who was rescued from a private keeper's garden, and we have an ocelot, which is a small cat.
Crikey, so you've got your hands full there.
Mm-hmm. And we also have five wolves.
I guess it's not just a case of having to feed them on a daily basis and look after them with the kind of vet's bill side of things, but I'm guessing you've also got to look after their welfare in other ways as well.
Yeah, we have an enrichment program where we make sure that each of the individual animals on our section gets at least two forms of enrichment per week, whether that's manipulative, so as in toys, cognitive, as in brain stimulation, so training, or sensory, so different smells, which is why we put out the advert on Facebook.
So tell me a little bit about this. What benefits do they actually get from some of these smells?
The perfumes bring in a different smell to what they're used to in their environment. It's just something new. And in the wild, if they came across a new smell, they would sort of rub against it and they would sort of spray it over it, sort of get rid of it or put their mark on top of it. Sort of, if it was another, say, a lion, another male lion was to come and spray over the resident male's tree, that male would find it interesting and then spray over it. So it's just all different smells. It's something different for them. They love to rub against whatever we've sprayed. It's just good stimulation for them. Keeps them busy, keeps them occupied. Every individual big cat, wolf, animal, any animal at all, has its own individual personalities, and you sort of adapt the enrichment program for that individual. So one of our tigers absolutely loves to play with what we call a boomer ball, which is a massive, massive heavy plastic ball, which he loves to just dribble around. The lions are also really good at playing football with these boomer balls. But something like our ocelot, he doesn't really like toys. He loves different smells. So with him, we like to rub herbs in all over his rocks and his poles. We hide his food, and hopefully we can get some nice-smelling aftershaves and perfumes to spray around his enclosure to, again, just let him go and explore and find out what it is and then go and get it all over himself.